Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. Wow. That is a nice horn I'm sure you can hear. I guess they're testing the tsunami warning here in Southern California. Hopefully we do not have a tsunami coming this way. That should stop soon. I'm excited today. We are going to talk about more healthy foods from Dr. Daniel Amen's book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. And we are going to start with legumes. Small amounts of legumes are good. Legumes are also good for cataracts. If you have countries that have high amounts of legumes, such as India, in their diets, have a much less occurrence of cataracts. And so what are legumes, you might ask? I apologize for that. Well, lentils are good. Lentils are really good. My mom used to make a lentil soup that was phenomenal. It had carrots and celery, and it had even little chunks of sausage links in there too, but that's not healthy. But back in the day in the South, that was really delicious. Another type of legume are chickpeas. They have very high serotonin in them, so that helps with your mood. So those are the legumes you can eat. Fruits, acai berries are great for fiber, omega-3s, antioxidants, minerals, vitamins, plant sterols, and phytonutrients. And they have a low glycemic index, and they're low in sugar. Acai berry smoothies, you can get those at any health food place, and they're quite tasty too. Apples are rich in antioxidants and fiber, and they will help you to not overeat, which is very important. And they also have caprylic acid in them, which is really good to help clean out the kidneys. Avocados are another type of fruit. Yes, an avocado is a fruit, technically. They are high in omega-3 fats, high in lutein, which is great for vision, potassium, and folate. And Dr. Bredesen talks about how folate, in combination with some of the B vitamins, is essential for brain health as well. Hold on 1 second here. Okay. Blackberries is next on the list. Blackberries are high in antioxidants, phytonutrients, and fiber. They are also on the low glycemic end, so that's good. Blueberries are loaded with antioxidants, anthocyanins, and compounds that give blueberries, which are compounds that give blueberries their deep color, may have an actual anti-diabetic effect. You have to make sure you get organic, though. Make sure you do organic blueberries or wild blueberries. They are labeled brain berries. In some studies, they are shown to make you smarter. Cherries are very good. They're high in fiber and have a low glycemic index. Golden berry is high in fiber, phosphorus, calcium, and vitamins A, C, B1, B2, B6, and B12. They're a very high protein fruit, 16% protein, so golden berries are good. Goji berries, they're rich in antioxidants, fiber, amino acids, iron, and vitamin C. They help lower blood pressure, stabilize blood sugar, and fight yeast. If you have an overgrowth of yeast, goji berries are good, and they're also quite tasty. Grapefruit is good for fiber and nutrients, and they are on the lower end of the glycemic index. Also be aware that grapefruits contain naringin, which can cause a situation called dose dumping that I've mentioned before. If you have an extended-release prescription that you're on, it will cause all of that to be dumped into your system at once, so be careful of that. Raw wild honey in small amounts only is rich in minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, all 22 essential amino acids. And some types from Hawaii, Lahua and Noni, and New Zealand, Manuka, have antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Kiwi is great for fiber, nutrients, and they are also low on the glycemic index. Pomegranates are high in fiber and antioxidants and low in calories. So that's the fruits. We've covered legumes and fruits. Let's talk about vegetables now. Asparagus, one of my personal favorites, even though it does have a negative side effect when you pee afterwards, as many of you know, and that effect happens almost instantaneously. It's pretty fascinating. Asparagus is good for fiber and antioxidants. Bell peppers are good for fiber and vitamin C. Beets are high in fiber, phytonutrients, folate, and beta carotene, which is also good for vision. Beets also are high in boron, and beetroot juice is a really good thing if you're trying to decalcify your pineal gland because of the fluoride you've been drinking in tap water. And that leads to calcium buildup in the pineal gland, which is known as the third eye. And I tested this and did a pineal gland cleanse several months ago. And for 6 weeks, I made sure that I did lots of beet juice, which also tends to change the color of your urine, among other things. So be aware of that. And I took fermented blue skate oil, which is a skate, is a type of stingray. You get that in Alaska, from Alaska, I should say. And the one thing I noticed from the pineal gland cleanse is it helps you to see more, not anything weird. I also listened to different frequency sound waves to help break up any calcium that was in the pineal gland. But it helps you see more connections. So you'll talk to someone and they'll mention a certain topic. And then a day or two later, someone else will mention that same topic and you'll actually remember that and make that connection. So it's really fascinating when you do a pineal gland cleanse. At least for me personally, it was. Broccoli is loaded with sulforaphanes, which may increase enzymes that lower the incidences of some cancers. It is a cruciferous vegetable, as are several of these others. They're very high in protein as well. Brussels sprouts, high in fiber and sulforaphanes as well, may increase enzymes that lower the incidence of some cancers again. Cabbage is loaded as well with sulforaphanes, which may increase, same thing, enzymes that lower the incidences of some cancers. And another one that is loaded with sulforaphanes, may increase the enzymes that lower the incidences of some cancer, is cauliflower, also high in protein. Chlorella. Chlorella is something that we've recently started promoting in the office. It is great for detoxing your system. It is a blue-green algae rich in chlorophyll. It helps detoxify the body and removes dioxin, lead, and mercury, so it removes the heavy metals. It contains high concentrations of B group vitamins and helps digestion. Garlic. Garlic is good because it is a prebiotic that makes sure whatever probiotics you're taking are getting their quote unquote food to make sure the probiotics are healthy. It is in the allium family and it can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol. It inhibits growth of some cancer and has antibiotic properties. It also boosts blood flow to the brain, which is always good. Horseradish is high in calcium, potassium, vitamin C, and it helps maintain collagen, so that's going to keep your skin nice and tight. Kale is good. This and other dark leafy greens contain omega-3 fats, iron, especially important for women to keep you from being anemic, and phytonutrients. Leeks are important from the allium family as well. They can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol, inhibit growth of some cancer, and have antibiotic properties. Maca root. This is a South American plant root that is extraordinarily rich in amino acids, minerals, plant sterols, vitamins, and healthy fatty acids. It also helps with your hormonal balance, so it keeps you in a nice, even mood. Onions are from the allium family, and they can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol and inhibit growth of some cancer. They also have antibiotic properties and boost blood flow to the brain. Seaweed, this is where fish get their omega-3s, and it is high in magnesium. Spinach, this is another dark green leafy vegetable. It contains omega-3 fats, iron, and phytonutrients. If you have had your thyroid removed, you want to avoid juicing spinach and kale because of the high concentrations of some of these items. You can eat it, saute it, and juice it a little bit because when you saute it, it breaks it down a little bit so it's not as hard on your system. Spirulina. Spirulina is another thing that we've started recently promoting in the office. It is really great for energy, ironically. It has the highest concentration of any protein and a top source of iron. Avoid this if your iron is too high. It's rich in antioxidants, can help you have healthy hair and skin. That's spirulina. Sweet potatoes, not baked potatoes, but regular sweet potatoes, are loaded with phytonutrients, fiber, and vitamin A. Wheatgrass juice is a mineral and vitamin dense. It is 70% chlorophyll and is a complete protein with 30 enzymes, excellent source of phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, and potassium. So those are legumes, fruits, and vegetables. Now let's talk about some oils while we can. Coconut oil is stable at high temperatures and is a great source of medium-chain triglycerides for brain function. Grapeseed oil is stable at high temperatures as well and is high in omega-3s. Olive oil is stable only at room temperature, so you don't want to cook over high heat with olive oil. Poultry and fish, chicken or turkey is good, eggs are good. Lamb, interestingly enough, is high in omega-3s. I'm not a big fan of lamb, but if you like lamb, then there you go. Wild-caught salmon is loaded with brain-boosting omega-3s. Make sure it is wild-caught, though. Sardines that are wild-caught are low in mercury, high in brain-boosting omega-3s, vitamin D, and calcium. And you also want to make sure, Dr. Breslin talks about the smash fish that we've talked about before. That includes the wild salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. So those smaller fish are going to be lower in mercury but high in omega-3s. Now what about tea? Well, green tea. Green tea is the best kind of tea to drink. It has protective antioxidants, less caffeine than coffee, and metabolism boosting compounds, e.g. CG, and contains theanine, which helps you relax and focus at the same time. Shirataki noodles, it's a special category. The root of a wild yam plant goes by the brand name Miracle Noodles. High in fiber and virtually calorie-free, they are Dr. Amon's wife's secret weapon as a replacement for pasta noodles. So that is all that we have time for today. I do have a link if you would like to join our next Brain Builders Masterclass. We are going to be adding people to the wait list, where we actually are at this moment. And as soon as our next class is available, we will notify you. The link is in the podcast, or you can go to bit.ly/waitlistdb. It's a really great group of people. We're actually in the process of getting Dr. Bredesen or Dr. Amon to participate in the group in some capacity. I'm excited about that. We've also had the sports psychologist for the Lakers. In the past, he's been in the group answering questions. He's a great behavioral psychologist. We have one of Dr. Berg's keto coaches in there answering questions about ketosis and the ketogenic diet, as well as Cambridge Brain Scientist has offered cognitive assessments, and that has been extremely helpful as well. Anything I can do to add value to the class is what I'm always looking to do. I'm very excited about it. I really hope to see you in that group, so just register in the link of the podcast, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Have a great day.